Why wouldn't you give concurrent trastuzumab plus chemotherapy? Well, the theoretical reasons are that there might be different toxicity profile, and you might forfeit an opportunity to successfully administer trastuzumab because of that toxicity from chemotherapy. As is widely known, there is a greater risk of cardiac toxicity among patients receiving concurrent chemotherapy and trastuzumab. In the NSABP experience, roughly 4% of patients had heart failure with concurrent trastuzumab and chemotherapy versus less than 1% who had no trastuzumab. Predictors of heart toxicity perhaps include age greater than 50 and probably relate to the impact of the initial change in LVEF with AC chemotherapy, though that remains something that's still being explored. In the BCIRG trial, there was a small difference in clinically apparent cardiac toxicity, 2.3% for those patients who had anthracycline and trastuzumab treatment versus 1% approximately with patients who had the non-anthracycline triplet with trastuzumab, suggesting there might be some advantage there. Edith Perez has presented updated data on the intergroup cardiac experience. I won't try and summarize all this except to say that the risk of cardiac toxicity in the sequential arm seems to be ever so slightly less than that of patients in the concurrent chemotherapy arm, approximately a 2.5% risk of clinically apparent heart failure versus a 3.5% risk, suggesting again that there might be about a 1% lower risk of cardiac toxicity for giving sequential rather than concurrent chemotherapy. So I've tried to summarize the incidence of cardiac toxicity in all of the various reported trials to date. And all of these trials had slightly different measures for cardiac toxicity, so I've actually used the reported incidence of symptomatic heart failure because the variety of ways of analyzing changes in LVEF were quite profound. And I've tried to focus on women who had an ejection fraction greater than 55% following their chemotherapy. That was the threshold for the HERA trial accrual, and it's data for which both the NSABP and the N9831 experiences have reported. And collectively, there is something on the order of a 1.5% to 2% risk of heart failure in patients who get sequential trastuzumab versus a 2.5% to 3.5% risk of heart failure in patients who get concurrent trastuzumab plus chemotherapy. And my summary then would be, clearly adjuvant trastuzumab given with concurrent or sequential chemotherapy seems to lower the risk of recurrence. My interpretation is that the incidence of heart failure differs only modestly between these two strategies. For apparent efficacy and potential convenience reasons, my preferred treatment program would be concurrent administration, and my preferred actual regimen right now is AC followed by paclitaxel with trastuzumab as was done in the intergroup style. And the duration of trastuzumab, particularly in patients who might get benefit from short concurrent exposures to chemotherapy, is something that we ought to rigorously evaluate in well-designed clinical trials.